When this happened, you talked about it on The Fan.
Ball game over. A perfect game. A perfect game for David Cone.
When New York sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
So you want to be a rock superstar, live large, big house, five cars, you're in charge. Coming up in the world, don't trust nobody, gotta look over your shoulder constantly. I remember the days when I was a young kid.
I'm here. The end of this Knicks game got really interesting. I mean, Brunson had a miss at point-blank range. The Sixers turned the ball over. The Knicks come down, miss again. It is what have I been saying the whole night? It's a make-or-miss league. It's going to come down to winning time, who makes or misses shots in the end, and that's the time where you got to have it. They had a nice little run, but now it is getting tense as the Sixers are up 196 after Tyrese Maxey knocks down a three. Playing a little two-man game with Embiid. It's either him or Embiid. And it wasn't Embiid. Maxey, back-to-back games with over 30 points. He is starring for them. And the star for the Knicks, Jalen Brunson, is having another off night. And you need it right now. You need somebody to step up right now. You need somebody to make a shot right now. Or this series is back to square one. Going back to Philly. And I don't know. Embiid maybe going home to his wife and his kid, getting back in his own bed. Maybe that does charge him up a little bit. This is still a must win. 56 seconds. What are they reviewing right now? They're reviewing OG's. Was that a bucket? Or like, I missed that coming back from the break. That wasn't a bucket, I don't think. It's still 196. Either way, you need heroics right now. And the hero is Jalen Brunson. Where's it at, bro? See, Milton, I know you're listening out there. Milton, oh, Sam. Brunson can't just be all Brunson is helping. He's passing. He's doing the right things. Like, he's got to score. Who's your leading scorer?
Everyone loves Jalen Brunson, obviously. Picked a really bad time to probably have his two worst games of the season. Now they won game one.
It isn't all on him.
No, of
course. He's obviously affected by the defense.
No, but when your entire team is Jalen Brunson and you go 7-for-26 from the field and you're 0-for-4 from
three. Not good enough.
It's for what we all expect him to be and for what he was this season, that's not good enough. And you hate to say it because Jalen Brunson has been the entire Knicks team.
I don't hate to say it. I'll call a spade a spade. I said I didn't think they could check him. I didn't think they were going to be this good at stopping him, defending him. The way that this guy's been able to create his shot at all three levels, the way that this guy has been able to cook up anybody, the difference between the regular season and the playoffs. Let's see. This is going to be very interesting. And very interesting enough, I try to get the Mets game up and I forget that Fubo TV no longer carries SNY. What am I going to do? What am I going to do? How am I going to watch my Metsies? How am I going to... I guess I got to turn on 880. Oh, I can't turn on 880. I'm on 101.9 FM. That's another Brunson miss. Bro, not good enough. I wish I could turn the sound on to hear how they sound in the garden right now. Because I'm telling you, from my experience in the garden, like that plays into it. If the fans aren't confident, if the fans are, Jalen Brunson misses that three, and the fans, it's like, it's a foregone conclusion here. If they knock down one of these free throws, it's most likely a wrap, unless you get some type of heroics. 877-337-6666. Kyle Lowry at the line. I think it was Richard in Manhattan that called up to say how much he loves Kyle Lowry and what a great job Kyle Lowry did, and how nobody wanted him. Well, Kyle Lowry tonight, he's got 8 points. I think that makes it 9 for him. Kyle Lowry, the veteran from Villanova, back playing for Philadelphia. He's got 6 rebounds, 3 assists, 2 steals, 1 block. And after he knocks down these 2 free throws, I think he'll be in double digits. Nope, he misses. This is still a game, man. They have to get a bucket now. Brunson, get to it. Oh, he doesn't have the confidence, bro. This is crazy. There's nobody else. Oh, Kyle Lowry just picked his pocket. DiVincenzo, raise up. Bro, they're failing right now. They got nothing. Oh, that is by the grace of the garden. That the way that ball bounced in, that was the garden saying, no. Oh, my. This is nuts. DiVincenzo, it has to go down, and it does. Oh, my. Yo, the grace of the garden. The basketball gods are awake. Are you kidding me with that whole sequence right there? Somebody had to have missed the call. Yo, that somebody is, had to have missed the call.
You can't get.
What happened right
you
there?
You can't get any luckier than the Knicks just got the, right there. Right,
the grace of God, the grace of the garden.
Kyle, now Lowry Kyle Lowry's down. Hurt. There was bodies flying everywhere, refs letting him play, which is fine.
You have the sound on in there? I'm like, I wish I could hear what the garden sound. Now they're alive. Now they're feeling it. Back-to-back threes. Jalen Brunson chucks up a three that looks like a miss. It bounces off the rim and then boop, rain drops in. Then, as the Sixers are inbounding, what the hell happened there? That's why I'm like, somebody missed a call. Right here.
No, they let him play.
Oh, they let him play through it. It looked like Lowry picked his pocket.
An awful three from Brunson. Front rim,
falls.
Back
okay,
rim
now watch.
In.
As they inbound the ball, what happens here? Oh, my. Wow. That's just good defense. Hustle. That's the Knicks. And they let them play. No contact. Yo, Nick Nurse is looking for a foul. He's looking for a foul. And Maxey, no foul. No, they're not calling anything. They're letting these guys just play. DiVincenzo, second time around. Cash. That's amazing. Kevin is in Hartford, Connecticut on the Fan. I'll let you go for it after Kevin goes. We got to get some calls.
Well, I'm glad that I'm listening to you again another night ripping his truck up and down the highway. Let's go, Knicks. It sounds like a crazy sequence that just happened.
Amazing.
Good play by play. Like, I appreciate it.
Incredible sequence. Like, improbable. That doesn't happen, what just went down. We're going to be talking about that on the Fan the rest of the night.
So, like I said, you know, just first let me start out, Keith, by saying once again, like I said, everybody that I talked to on the Fan, all the hosts, thank you for doing what you do at night because it makes what I have to do at night that much easier, and I appreciate that.
Hey,
so thank
gotcha.
You.
Here for you.
So let's get on to the Yankees. I can't believe that the bats are so quiet and the starting pitching as a whole is pitching to like a 3.4 ERA. So we need the bats to wake up. Judge needs to wake up. I don't like the fans going to the stadium and booing them, but it's you know, your prerogative, whatever you want to do. But he needs to wake up. I don't think he's injured. I hope he's not injured anyway, but we need him to come around because when he comes around, it's going to really, really let the season take off. You know
yeah,
what I'm saying?
Of course I know what you're saying. So, by design, right, you put Soto at the number two spot. You move Volpe to the leadoff spot because these guys are on base machines. They were working walks in the beginning of the season, getting hits, and it's supposed to be so Judge could drive them in. But that's, you know, not. It hasn't been the way you draw it up right now.
So how do you feel about this? How would you feel if they left Volpe in the leadoff spot, you drop Verdugo down to second, you bat Soto third, and you put Judge at cleanup? Maybe that wakes him up a little bit because Verdugo's bat is starting to come alive a little bit too. So.
I like what I've seen out of Verdugo. I don't think they do that. Knicks win. That is a ridiculous win. That's going to swing the series.
Yes.
That's a ridiculous turn of events. This is a national story. What just happened there in that fourth quarter? And I guarantee you, Kevin, we're going to get a two-minute review. We're going to get a bunch of complaints from Nick Nurse and the Sixers because that's what they do. They are going to cry about no calls, whatever. Knicks win. And you know what? The NBA officials owed them one. They never get calls.
Well, with that being said, I'm going to end this call on this, Keith. There's nothing more satisfying besides watching the Yanks smack the Red Sox around than a Philadelphia team going down to another New York team. Have a good night, my friend.
You got it. Thanks for the call, Kevin. Yeah, so as I'm drafting up this tweet, @Keith_McPherson on X, Twitter, whatever you want to call it, I said, we're about to hear Nick Nurse and the Sixers cry about the refs not making a call down the stretch there. That's what they do. That's what they famously do. The power of the garden. I'm giving that up to a higher power. I'm giving that up to a higher power because that was ridiculous.
Just borderline, all luck. I think tonight there's a conversation of barely beating the 76ers team, but that conversation probably isn't for right now. Incredible win, awesome win for the team, for the fans. The garden, the mystique of the garden, incredible win. Incredible win for the Knicks.
Yeah, that's. I'm still speechless. How quickly all that happened.
And I don't. And by the way, I think the fouls probably went both ways on that. On the big scuffle at the end of the game. So I don't mind not calling anything. The Sixers look totally just confused. Maxey essentially gave the ball away to one of the Knicks while he was on the floor, and the Hurricanes have just tied it up with about 10 seconds left. 2:15, 3-3 Carolina Islanders.
Oh, boy, didn't we already say... That's what some Islanders fans were.
I remember someone a few hours ago when they were up 3-0.
I said, well, the Islanders fans, from what I hear and what I've watched all season, are saying, no, they're going to blow it on the road in Carolina.
Look,
Carolina has not flinched.
For Philly, that loss rips your heart
out. Embiid is in pain right now. Embiid is, he can't walk.
Embiid puts up 34-11. 34-11, 6 assists. Maxey, 35. Insane games from those guys. Knicks couldn't stop a cold. Knicks couldn't do anything defending those two guys. And that's what happens.
Yeah, I don't know. Series is over, in my opinion. I was saying Knicks in 5.
Oh, my gosh. The Hurricanes just scored again, 4-3.
Oh, no. I just was about to say.
Wow.
They're going to win this in regulation.
These sports are pounding into each other right now.
It's the most, it's not the most wonderful time for the Islanders fans. Islander fans are gotta be sick right now, so I won't sing that. Knicks fans, call me up. The lines are open. I'm about to talk that talk for Fat Joe, for Tracy Morgan, for I don't even know who else be at the Garden besides Spike Lee and Ben Stiller. Kelly Oubre, talk that talk. Shut up, Kelly Oubre, Tsunami Poppy, 2-0 Knicks. Paul Reed, talk that talk. Shut up, Paul Reed. You've done nothing in this series. Absolutely nothing in this series. You're cooked. Can't spell Philly without two L's. Maxey balled out. Embiid tried, hobbled. Hurt, though. More hurt now. He won't be in any... better shape in Philadelphia. This is incredible how quickly things turned into the favor of the Knicks. Like in that sequence there, they got everything they needed right there. It was looking at 100-96. It was looking like Philly. Somehow they hit a three, which was a miss, bounced in good to make it 101. Or to make it 99, and then DiVincenzo's second attempt, good, to make it 103. I'm about to say, I said Knicks in 5 from the jump. They could sweep them. Let's see how the Nova kids play in Wells Fargo. You know, and I know. 2-0. It's tough. All right, now we've got Knicks fans on the line. Ari's in Burlington, first up to react to the Knicks. Go, New York, go, New York, go. That's 2-0.
Go, New York, go, New York, go is correct. That was awesome. I had to sneak the game during Passover Seder tonight.
That's right.
And that's how it had to go because the Knicks were playing in the playoff tight game. Almost didn't check towards the end. It looked like they were going to lose, and they pulled it out. All the Jews around the world texted me.
Thanks for the call, Ari. Yeah, happy Passover to everyone out there. So really happy if you're a Knicks fan. That sequence at the end of the game was absolutely nuts. The Sixers had led by 10. And obviously, you know, Bojan Bogdanović got hot for a second. And the whole time I was saying they needed to make shots at the end of the game. Everything I said just came to fruition. And it's not hard. It's not a hard take to make.
Canes with the empty netter, 5-3, fisticuffs going on right now.
Oh,
soul-crushing defeat for the Islanders.
Yeah.
Absolutely cannot blow a 3-0 lead.
On the road, you had it.
You had it. Lock it down. this is why the Hurricanes are going to be such a tough out when the Rangers beat the Capitals, by the way. Soul-crushing stuff for the Islanders, soul-crushing for the 76ers tonight.
This is the playoffs. It's real now, and it's like that. The Sixers, Maxey hit that shot and was walking off. You could see the fans in the garden looking at him like, that man is, he's something else. Mama, there goes that man. They're looking like, yeah, we got this. I mean, bro, I'm still replaying that sequence in my mind. Brunson was so cold, but that, the power of the garden. I'm putting it up into the air and saying that a higher power came in. Brunson missed that shot, and it bounces in, shooters bounce. And then, like, they just let him play, right? It looked like Lowry picked his pocket. Like, it looked like when they inbounded the ball, Maxey was fouled. They just let them play. DiVincenzo misses. Hartenstein has it. It gets back to DiVincenzo. He ain't going to miss the second time. Bang! And there's the lead. All right, Knicks fans, you got it. 877-337-6666. You're up 2-0. I don't care if you win ugly. A win is a win. It is a series. You handle business at home. You got those two wins. I don't care if it was by the skin of your teeth. I don't care who was hot, who was not. It is a team, and that's a team win. It took everybody on the floor to get that win, and that is demoralizing for Philadelphia, who all they do is lose. All they do is fold. And Embiid now, if he thinks he's got ice on his knee and his knee is hurting, like, the pain he's going to feel tonight and tomorrow going into the next game. If you go down there to Wells Fargo Center, where DiVincenzo and Hart and Brunson played their college games, and you take that first game, the series is over. I've been saying Knicks in five, but it might be a sweep. Let those kids celebrate outside the garden. I want to see the videos on Twitter. Knicks in four, it might be. You might be right. If you want Boston, don't be shook now. I told you, don't have cold feet going into the series against Embiid and the Sixers. You're the two seed. Keith McPherson on the Fan. Call me up. We'll be right back.
When this happened, you talked about it on the Fan.
3-2. Swung on. A pop foul back here.
Ow! Ow! Ow!
It really hit me. I didn't know it was coming back that far.
When New York sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the Free Odyssey app.
It's a Knicks town. Keep it fisting on the Fan, New York. That's a ridiculous win right there. That's a win that makes you feel like there's something in the air besides the pollen, like something special in the air. That's a win right there that you're going to remember no matter where this run goes. I'm already saying Knicks in five. Maybe the Sixers get a win. If you heard me before the break, I said it might be Knicks in four like the kids were chanting out there after the first game. And I hope they're out there again. I hope they're whooping it up for all the goofies in the media that tell people not to enjoy things. I'm the opposite. I tell you, enjoy things. For all the goofies in the media that don't understand that these kids have never seen the Knicks look like this. For all the old men that want to say, hey, it's a long series. Shut up, bro. We don't live like that. Everything is instant in the New York minute, right? Everything is a couple seconds and we're swiping to the next one. Let people enjoy things however they want to enjoy things. And so what if they're wrong? We're not living like that. We're living in the moment. And now you got back-to-back moments. And man, just down the stretch, I'm putting it up to a higher power. There was a higher power that stepped in to make sure the Knicks got that win. 877-337-6666. What a series of events to end that game in the favor of the Knicks. Tyrese Maxey hits that shot to make it 196. And Sixers fans and the Sixers are feeling like they got one. No. Eric is in Manorville on the Fan. Go for it, Eric.
Hey, Keith. Thanks for having me on again.
Yes, sir.
Awesome Knicks win. Just watched the guy just hoist up another three. You know, he's a good guy. He leads the team in threes. And the name of the game is hoist them up. Keep throwing them.
It's a make or miss league, and it's winning time. You got to make the shots. I don't care how many shots they miss early in the game, man. That Brunson shot was surreal. It was a miss,
And then somehow in the air, shooters bounce. It goes in. And then for DiVincenzo to get a second attempt, you knew the second one was water. That was ridiculous.
That was the most amazing Knicks game I've seen, and I'm an old guy. But I just wanted to throw one little comment about hockey.
Yeah.
I watched the Islander game. I'm a Ranger fan, but I follow them all, the Devils, Rangers, Islanders.
Yeah.
And I know Patrick Waugh had the cups as a goalie, and I think he got, like, a coaching job. And I don't know if he got, you know, whatever happened. But he, I mean, to me, a goalie, I played hockey and coached hockey. The only thing I can really resemble it to is, like, a field goal kicker in football. Like, you can't have, like, a guy who doesn't know how to shoot a slap shot or take a wrist shot or skate high speed be an offensive coach of an NHL team. It's just bottom line. He left Barzal on the bench at the end of the game with an empty net, who is the best player on the Islanders. The most takeaways, quickest feet, one play, empty net, Islanders win that game.
Yeah,
and Harris just got at the bench. Terrible move. And I think they're done.
Thanks for the call, Eric. Yeah, they most likely are done. And earlier in my show, when they went up 3-0, even when it was 3-1, I was saying what... I'm saying what Islanders fans know. Shout out to Miriam. I hope she's good. That one hurts. That probably is the series. Early on in my show, we were dreaming of Rangers, Islanders, second round. Sure, it could still happen. But you needed that one right there. You can't blow that game right there. And Islanders fans have seen the Islanders blow games just like that. And the Sixers fans right now are looking at their team like, we needed that game. You had it down the stretch. Make a stop. Can't let these guys shoot open threes like that. What happened? I don't know. Power of the Garden. Ross is in Bergen County. Ross, back on the Fan.
Oh, my God, dude. This is, dude, Scorsese can write this crap.
Movie.
I swear to God, dude.
Cinema.
It's cinema. Cinema, dude, I swear. That, you know, the meme, the great Scorsese. Dude, well, you start off with the Knicks, obviously. I mean, you brought it up. What are the odds? Who is it, Larry on the inbound and Maxie bobbling it up, you know, like hot potato? And then just, they stopped the whole... Everybody on the court stops like a good 2-3 seconds. You see on the replay the whole.
They let them play. We're gonna get this 2-minute report. Dude. We're gonna get this pool. I don't care what they say. Sometimes it goes that way. You might win some, but you just lost one. Can't spell Philly without two L's. They're down 2-0. Something took over. A power that just was greater than everybody in that building took over to make sure the Knicks secured that win. That was improbable.
You look at the Brunson, you just talked about the Brunson 3 bobble, and it reminds me of Kawhi. You see Embiid on the court, you see the gist of him crying off. You see Nick Norton, Nick Nurse, Larry, OG. It's kind of like full circle. Universe never unconnects. Now, that this one isn't ending the series, obviously, but you see that. And now, how about DiVincenzo, man? And I'm seeing the – I watched it on TNT, but seeing now on the replay, you see Breen with the double bang. Dude, unbelievable. And you thought the other night was crazy on the streets. Oh, my God, man. It's going to look like Philly greasing the poles and everything. I don't know, man. And then how about – Speaking of,
oh, they're showing
building.
The outside right now. They're showing everybody outside the garden right now.
Well,
these kids.
I hope they don't show Uniondale, New York, bro. Because we were talking about going into tonight, kind of like the dilemma. Because you'd say the, you know, with the Knicks being the one team. No offense to your Nets, but the one team like consensus that has a following in this town is the Knicks. So when you have your Islander crowd too, you know, there's kind of that dilemma. They're playing at the same time. And now, luckily for me, well, I don't want to call myself lucky just yet, but at least for tonight's sake. You look at a Knicks fan, they had 2 minutes to enjoy themselves, and you flip the channel to ESPN, and was it 9 seconds? Dude, I was switching. I was putting the Canes game on the big TV. We just built like a Thunderdome or, you know, something
yeah.
in the basement. I was switching to the bigger TV, and I thought that one was behind. I saw them showing the Canes celebrating again the goal, and I see 4-3. I'm like, you got to be effing kidding me. Dude, it's unbelievable. And now you're looking into why. I don't know what that locker room's going to look like with why. You know, he doesn't care. He got the 2 Stanley Cup rings plugged in his ears. But, dude, unbelievable. This is what it's all about, man. I know you call Woodsy. You say October's the best time of the year. Dude, this is right up there. You've got the baseball. Dude, I don't even care about the Mets tonight. I was going to put that game on. You know,
yeah, they're down 2-0.
It's going to be like walking into a library if I put that on now.
Yeah, we'll worry
dude,
about that later.
It's an electric factory, dude. Unbelievable, man. What's the game? And now we got two. Party like it's 1994, man. I'm praying. 3 games in, 3 for 3. Let's keep it going.
Shout out to Ross. Party like it's 1994. Ross was born in like 2004. Not even. Ross is 16. Ross was born in like 2008. Like, let these kids have fun, man. Let these kids, a lot of those kids that are outside the garden were never inside the garden. You feel me? A lot of those kids are just out there to be in videos and be in the energy and the vibe and winning. They haven't felt the Knicks winning like this. That is an all-timer right there. Yeah, it's the first round. Yeah, it's game two. But the way that it ended in your favor, you're going to remember that no matter where this run goes. That was improbable. Enjoy it. Let's continue talking to the Knicks fans on the Fan. Let's go to Jonathan in Queens Village. Go, John, go.
Hey, what's going on? JR called yesterday, brother. What's going on?
This is KM, but JR, shout out to JR, too. I know he's rooting for the Knicks as well.
Yeah, so, brother, what a game, right? What a game. I just want to give shout-out to Hardenstein, man. He's the one, man. If he didn't hustle for that rebound against Embiid, it would have been done. It would have been done, you know?
But that's the DNA of the team, right? That's what I was just saying to Paulie. They won by out-hustling. They won by being in better shape. They won by their legs not getting heavy. Them still being ready to play till the last second. W.
And then you got, I'm telling you, and then, yeah, and then that hustle, right? That's exactly right, because that hustle play where we stole it from, I think it was either Lowry or Maxey right after. You remember? Or that was before, I think.
It looked like Lowry had stole the ball from Brunson, and he's on the ground. He ends up being hurt. He's out of the play.
And then also the confidence. You know you just missed the three. You know you just missed the three in crunch time. The confidence to retake the three and, you know, seal the game. That's the DNA right there. You know what I'm saying? That's New York for you, buddy.
There it is. Thanks for the call, Jonathan. Calls are rolling in. 877-337-6666. This is the Fan in New York. We want to hear from Knicks fans. Like, whether you were at the game, whether you were watching the game, we just want to get that raw emotion and energy, how you feel coming off that win. We just watched it here. Paulie and I looking at each other like, no one could have predicted that. Improbable. Frank from Paramus, New Jersey. He just left the game. What's up, Frank?
Geez, it was absolutely electric in the Garden. And once again, you know, I thought, here we go. The Knicks are going to pull, you know, defeat from the jaws of victory. And somehow the basketball gods were in our favor. And you're right. The Brunson shot, I don't know how it looked on TV. The ball never should have gone in.
It looked like a miss.
Never should have gone in. It was a miss. It definitely was a miss. And then Maxey giving it up. What I said to Paulie, though, was, here's the thought for the night for me. We drafted Tobin ahead of Maxey. What in God's name were we thinking?
Yeah, I'm sitting here thinking, what in God's name were the Nets thinking, not asking for Maxey in the trade for Ben Simmons? Like, that guy is, he's like that.
That would have made the entire team better for the Nets. But frankly, I don't really care about the Nets. I'm a diehard Knicks fan.
No one does.
I haven't been to a game in a while, but I have to say the Garden was absolutely electric. And the Knicks, look, the Knicks were very average tonight.
They did enough to win. They fought.
They won.
They've won the game. Win ugly. I don't care how you win. That's 2-0 in the series, you know?
A win is a win is a win. And anytime you beat anybody from Philly, well, that's a home run for me. Keith, thanks so much. Love the show. Great game. So much fun.
Enjoy it, man. Live in it. I try to let people enjoy things. I'm not going to rain on your parade. I'm not going to be salty about it. I'm not salty about it. I'm enjoying watching this team. They just have the right energy. I tip my cap to the Knicks front office putting this group together, right? I tip my cap to, I mean, look at the coach, bro. Tommy T not getting his love, not getting the nod for coach of the year. Whatever. Keep coaching him up, right? You saw him breaking out the whiteboard, drawing up stuff when it was 100-96. Hey, keep going. It ain't over till it's over. And when you coach guys to play the entire game, look what you get. They win it in the last seconds of the game. David, out in Phoenix, on the Fan in New York. Go for it, Dave.
Hey, what's happening, man? What a great win. It's so crazy today because I don't know if you listen to the morning show. They talked about losing the basketball, LJ's 4-point play ball today.
Yeah.
And then we got a 6-point comeback victory tonight.
What a swing.
In probable fashion.
That's why I said it's the power of the Garden. Like
something happened.
Some higher power stepped in and said, no, this is going only one way.
Changing in the chemistry of the cosmos, of the universe, where the Knicks come up with a great one. I love your show. Yankees will figure some stuff out later in the season, but tonight is about the Knicks, and it's just a beautiful night.
Yeah, enjoy it, man. Thanks for the call. I mean, people are calling from all over. Let's go to Joe in Las Vegas on The Fan in New York. What did you think about the New York Knicks tonight, Joey?
Keith, I don't think I've ever yelled so loud in my house. I was like, yes!
You thought you were about to lose. The agony of defeat turning into the thrill of victory.
I was so packed in. I'm like, the Yankees suck today. I mean, even though Rodon pitched good, the Yankees, no offense. I'm like, okay, maybe now we got to steal one in Philly. Maybe we can, because Embiid is looking suspect. And then all of a sudden, holy cow. I really do. I was trying to think. I know you're talking about a higher power. I'm like, is there a Knicks player that passed, that tipped that in, that Brunson won? Because
that
wasn't
crazy.
Going in.
That was a miss. That was short. Somehow that ball hung in the air and fell in like a raindrop. I was like,
what? Spin on it.
He was off. He had missed a shot from point blank range just before that.
Oh, Lord. And with him not even playing his best. I mean, Josh Hart, the MVP of the series right now, I think.
I was talking about the guy earlier in the show. I met the guy one time in New York. He loves New York. He's got the NY braided into his head. He's the perfect glue guy. He'll do whatever you need him to do. You need me to be the leading scorer for most of the game? I got you. I got the confidence. You need me to rebound. You need me to pass. You need me to hustle. It's good to have a guy like that on your side.
I remember when they signed him. I think I shared like 5 different posts of them signing him. I was so fired up. And when they give up a high first-round pick for him, it was obviously totally worth it. And, I mean, the Knicks, I mean, their front office is just ridiculous. I mean...
Yeah, and they sit in the background. They don't want any props, any accolades, any recognition, probably because they know they haven't done anything yet. But, yeah, when they made that move... that was to get Cam Reddish out of here, I believe.
Yeah, it was like Reddish and like a first round pick, like 27 or something. It was a high pick. I think it was somebody else's pick. But, you know, it's crazy. And, you know, look at McBride. I mean, small contract. DiVincenzo, small contract. I mean, yeah, we're going to have to give Anunoby some money and, you know, potentially, re-up on Brunson, give him like a bigger contract. But, I mean... We're in good shape going into next season. I'm enjoying the ride, though.
I was about to say, really stay in the moment right now. Thanks for the call, Joe. 877-337-6666 if you want to talk on the show. Man, I'm just looking at the numbers. I mean, the Knicks out-rebounded them again, 46-44. Field goal percentage, the Sixers shot a little bit better, but it doesn't matter. I was saying this whole show, I've been on since 7 o'clock. It doesn't matter how they start. It matters how they finish. Okay, they're missing shots in the beginning of the game, but so what? Embiid is hobbled. He's limping around, right? Bojan Bogdanovic, his couple shots that he made were huge when he made them. Josh Hart, you can't say enough about. Like, this guy, coming up, I got a Casamigos big shot of the night. It might as well be him. It could have been him when I gave it to Deuce McBride after the first game. But yeah, back to the numbers, three point shots, not as great, only 11 of them, right? They missed a bunch. They were 11 of 33 from behind the arc. Doesn't matter. Two went down at the end of the game. even from, let's see, what else was I looking at before? Knock down your free throws. Free throws matter. I don't know if coach drives that home in practice, but they're hitting their free throws. They hit their free throws at an 82.6% clip. The Sixers missed their free throws. That's the difference in the game. It was a three-point game. Joel Embiid missed more free throws than that right there. Teddy's out, and Yonkers next up on The Fan. What's up, Teddy?
Oh, Keith, a great game would be an understatement to describe the game, but I have to be constructive, give constructive criticism. I know we won the game, Keith. I understand we're up 2-0, but Brunson shot 26%. He looked tired. He was forcing some shots. Tibbs has to trust the bench. I mean, the guys coming off the bench are doing a good job. And, you know, give Brunson time off because he was forcing some bad shots. And I think you have to acknowledge that. And we also have to get a player to devise our defense to stop Maxey. He's going to be a super pro. He's great off the dribble. He's super quick. You can't give him any open space. I mean, the guy is just talented. I'd like for you to comment.
Yeah, no, I hear you. But, like, I think that, you know, that's glass half empty. If you look at the glass half full, Brunson still can have a typical Brunson game. maybe once or twice or I don't know how many times in this series, the fact that they're able to win without him being at his best, with him shooting 8 of 29, 1 of 6 from behind the arc, like, that's saying something. They have players. They have depth. They have other guys that can step up. We all thought going into the series, oh, man, Brunson's been putting up 30, 40 every night. That's not what they're doing right now, and they're winning. And they are doing enough to stop Maxi. Maxi's incredible. Another 30-plus point game for him. Embiid, too. But they just have a two-man show. The Knicks have an eight-man show.
Okay. I agree. You make excellent points, Keith. The point that you really convinced me, even Brunson shooting at a very poor percentage, we still won the game, and the rest of the guys...
Yeah, so wait until they figure out how to get him loose. I saw them trying to screen Ihard and, you know, try and get him open, but wait till he actually gets loose and he's on. Maybe it happens in Philadelphia. Thanks for the call, Teddy. Maybe he goes back to his old stomping grounds and gets loose out there, then comes... Who knows, bro? All I'm saying is, and I get it. Like, I listened to the show earlier today with BT and Sal, and I'm not a fan of the Knicks, but if I was, I couldn't be looking at that first game and be looking at their faults. I couldn't be looking at that first game and be saying what they need to do, that they got lucky. There is no luck. You either win or you lose. They won the first two games of the series. That's huge. Win ugly. I don't care how you get it done. They got it done. Eddie's in Rivervale. What's up, Eddie? You're on.
Hey, Keith, you gentleman scholar, I love you. Just wanted to say I hope you're the future of this radio station. Was going to start somewhere else, but first on the last caller talking about Jalen. I went to Villanova. My freshman year was when he won the national championship with Dante and all of them. The thing everyone likes to forget is that he was the national player of the year that year. He took
right.
The entire team, took them all the way. So, you know, yeah, Dante picks it up. He hits the clutch shots in the clutch time. Jalen knows his role. He's going to keep that under control. That's fine. Love the Knicks. Wasn't really calling too much about them. More looking forward to the Rangers as a hockey guy from there, too. Shout out the former Ice Cats. Got to love them all in the box.
The Hurricanes go up 2-0 tonight. How you feeling about that? Did you watch any of the Islanders game? The Islanders absolutely blew it.
Yes. I was sitting next to a guy who was a big Islanders fan. I said, hey, you're up 3-0 when it went 3-3. I'm like, you got to win this game in overtime. 9 seconds left, that series was over.
Incredible.
So, I mean, I would have rather loved to see the Islanders for whatever New York would have been.
But it's going to be tough. Yeah, it's going to be tough. Thanks for the call, Eddie. 877-337-6666. I know in New York we are predisposed to complain. I know in New York we have to look at everything and say, but what, like this is... Man, enjoy the win. You needed to win on your home floor. That was a loss. With like less than a minute left, that looked like a loss. When Maxi hit that three, yeah, Maxi is cold, bro. He's nice like that. But they overcame him again. Glass half full. Brunson's going to get right. Brunson's going to have one of those nights. He had two off nights. And in his off nights, he's still putting up over 20 points. In his off nights, he's still hitting the second-to-last shot that helps you win the game. He's still going for it. He's still, like, I don't know. I know the guy's got to be better, but I can't be mad at the supporting cast around him. It is a team game. Yeah, he carried the team a lot through the regular season to get you to that two seed, but right now they're picking him up. Squad, 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 squad. Charlie's in Queens on the fan. Go for it, Charlie. You're on.
Hello, Keith.
Hello.
How you doing?
Good.
First of all, with the Knicks, you take a victory, like you were saying. You take the victory. It's by 1 point or 100 points. It doesn't matter. It's still a B.
Yeah, it's the playoffs.
I mean, you know, to get upset. And the Islanders, I'm not happy about what's happening with them. But if they can take that first game at home, maybe it shifts the series just like the Knicks got it.
I don't know. The Hurricanes are tough as hell, man. And, like I don't know, I was live for the whole game, and I said, like, you know, in their building, they were just sitting there waiting. They weren't worried about a 3-0. I don't know. I'm not going to say what anyone can or can't do, but the Hurricanes, they're not, I don't know. I don't know if they're going to blow a 2-0 lead like that against the Islanders. They were fighting. Did you see how they were fighting at the end? All that scrapping, all that fisticuffs tells me that's the Islanders like, man, we blew it. We can't beat them, so we got to fight them.
And well, then if they're like that, then they've already given up.
Yeah, that's a backbreaker. You're up 3-0 to even the series before you come back to New York and you blow that game like that. That's tough. And they've blown games like that all year.
Also, I'm going to the Yankee game tonight. Well, coming up.
Tuesday night?
Yes. I hope you're there. If you're not, well, you're always there in spirit with the Bleacher Creatures.
Yeah,
anyway.
I don't know. I have a little bit of a cough. I'm trying to keep it off air. I want to go to the game Tuesday. I'm definitely in there Wednesday, but I gotta have a day where I just, like, don't talk, and I don't know. But, yeah, tomorrow you will get to see Paul Blackburn versus Marcus Stroman, and the Yankees better act like they care. They better wake up. They better act like there's hell to pay because they lost to the Sacramento A's today in a 1 p.m. start where Aaron Boone was tossed 5 minutes in. Thanks for the call, Charlie. Let's see how many more calls I can get in before we go to the break. Let's go to Chris down in Toms River, New Jersey. We're talking about the Knicks tonight on The Fan.
Keith, love you. Love your show, bro. Listen to you every night. You're awesome.
Thank you.
Hey, listen, man, I think it was a divine intervention like you were talking about. That shot by Brunson, it actually bounced off the freaking backboard.
Did it? It looked off. It looked like it hit the side of the rim, and it was supposed to bounce backwards, but it dropped in. It was a ridiculous shot. Shooters roll, shooters bounce, whatever.
Total team effort. I mean, everyone, you know, 1-9, everyone contributed. You can't say it wasn't one guy that didn't contribute at one point or another. Even McBride.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I just said. I'm like, the Sixers have two guys. The Knicks have eight. And they have guys on the bench that they could be letting go, and they're not. So I don't know, man. I don't know if I'm a Knicks fan. I have no complaints. I'm taking that win. It's a series. All these games are going to be different. And your main guy, your MVP, your all-star that you have available hasn't had his best game, and you're able to overcome that.
Yep, still got the win. And don't forget OG's big foul shots at the end there. So the Sixers
important.
Had to hit a
free. I just talked about the free throws. That's the difference in the game right there. And that's why I said I don't know if Tommy Tibbs is telling these guys, hey, take some extra time to work on your threes, to work on your free throws. But when I'm looking at the stats in the box score, the Sixers were not good from the three-point line. Yeah. And that's the difference in the game. They shot 72% versus 82%. It was a three-point game. Embiid missed. I know for a fact that he missed more than three.
Yeah, he did.
I think Embiid missed four free throws. So there is a win if Embiid knocks down four free throws. Thanks for the call, Chris. I'm trying to get all these Knicks fans in. The calls are coming in. And a night like this, this is what the radio station's supposed to sound like. A night like this in New York, WFAN, people are going to sleep now. Maybe you're watching the postgame. I wish I could turn the postgame on and listen to it, but I got to be the postgame for you. Keith McPherson on The Fan, KM to AM. Let's take another call before we go to break. Peyton is in Roxbury, New Jersey, next up on The Fan. Go for it, Peyton.
Keith.
Yo.
Let's go, Nick. Let's go, Nick. Keith, I listen, when I call up, usually I got something to say, but that's all I got right now, man. I'm on cloud nine.
Good.
And I can't believe it. That is as good of a win as I've seen.
Euphoric.
To go out there and what, down five with 26 seconds left?
Thought a loss was coming.
And pull it out. I mean, unbelievable. And listen, I played basketball growing up. You know, I was never really a big-time player. I played high school. I coach now, but something I always learned in basketball is sometimes you just need to see one go through. And I think for Brunson,
keep shooting.
At the end of the game, that could be it. That could be it, seeing that one go through.
Right, Philly, he might cook up down there. He might feel a little different down there and hit you with a 35-point game, 40-point game, where he is getting to all his spots. He is getting open. Thanks for the call, Peyton. That gives me an opportunity to sneak another one in before we go to break. Brian on Long Island, you got 2 minutes. Go for it.
One, coming from the game, just want to say the Garden was absolutely electric. Two, talking about Josh Hart, I don't think he sat for an entire minute of that game. The way that he carried them through that first half is incredible. Isaiah Hartenstein with a huge rebound at the end and kick it back out to Dante. I feel like we all know Jalen's going to get better, but the rest of this team carrying him through these first two games is absolutely incredible.
Gotta love it. Great call, Brian. I mean, you left some time on the clock. You could have kept it running. Yeah, I won't say too much about Josh Hart right now because coming up when we get into the 11 o'clock hour is my Casamigos big shot of the night. I bet you can guess where I'm going to go with that one. And I'm just looking at the box score, the plus minuses. I'm looking at the box score, the rebounding, looking at the box score and the difference between the starting five all being in double digits for the Knicks versus that not being the case. Like Tsunami Poppy, Oubre, you're the one talking about the Knicks fans and how they don't really care about whatever and they just have popular fans or famous fans, whatever. You got 4 points tonight, bro. You said the Garden's one of your favorite places to play. Sit down. Paul Reed, you had a lot to say as well. You were a minus six tonight. You had one bucket. Sit down. Joel Embiid, they could have all of the ice in the arena on that knee. You're cooked. Sit down. It's not going to get better. 2-0, Knicks, they go up in the series. 877-337-6666. Again, coming up, my Casamigos big shot of the night. And it's time to open the mic to whatever you want to talk about, but I know the Knicks are going to lead the way. We spent most of the night talking about Aaron Boone being ejected for no reason. Aaron Judge, what's wrong with him? Gleyber Torres, why do they keep doing Gleyber Torres stuff to us over and over again? The Mets are on. The Isles, a terrible loss. Absolutely blew it to the Hurricanes. There's more sports to talk. It's the most wonderful time. Call up and join the show. Keith McPherson on the Fan. KM to AM returns right after this.